Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April the 29th, 2024. And I might say welcome to our TikTok audience for the first time. I'm doing my daily devotional, which I've been doing for some years now, including it on TikTok. So welcome to my TikTok audience. Well, anyway, I want to talk to you this morning about 2 Chronicles 20:17. You know, on the last Sunday of the month, and one of the men at the church speaks for me on the second service, and he's speaking about the good kings of Judah, speaking about Jehoshaphat, and he was using Jehoshaphat in his situation as he's leading Israel. And I love to take notes while I'm listening to someone else preach, and it's always an encouragement to me. And down at the bottom, I was like, the peace comes because the Lord will care for you. That was the note, and that's what Brother Jerry was bringing out. He's talking about 2 Chronicles 20:17. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand you still, see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord would be with you. So he said Jehoshaphat could have peace because he knows that the Lord is going to be with him. And you know, that's so true for us in our Christian walk, right? We can have peace as we're looking at life. And Jehoshaphat has a huge army coming against him. He's outnumbered. But the Lord tells him that he can be at peace because the Lord is going to be with him. And if we're going to experience peace in this life, it's going to be because we recognize the Lord is with us. So today, Christian, you can be encouraged to know that the Lord is with you. But then Brother Jerry went on to mention how that Jehoshaphat's lost some of his peace. So try to get to 2 Chronicles 18. Here God is fighting these battles for him, and he's had the victory. But Jehoshaphat went and made an alliance with Ahab. Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance and joined in affinity with Ahab. You know what happens to us? We lose our peace when we try to add our works to the presence of God. So today I want you to be encouraged to know that you can have peace because you know that the Lord is with you. And yes, you might try to add your works to try to help God out. But just know that when you try to help God out, that's when you lose your peace. So continue to trust the Lord because the Lord is with you. You're His child. He has loved you from the beginning. So trust in Him with all your heart. The Lord will give you peace because you're trusting in Him in all your ways. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunity we have to be with our audience. And I pray, God, that you'll just help us to understand the peace that we have because we trust in you and knowing that you're with us. So I pray that you'll encourage the listeners today as they think about the peace that your presence brings. Help us not to add our works and lose our peace, but help us to always trust in you. Thank you for this hope that we have in Christ. In His name we pray. Amen.